Boltzmann was a renowned teacher and, although a theorist, a very capable experimentalist, despite being severely short-sighted. Whenever a vacancy arose at one of Europe's leading universities, his name was usually on the list of potential candidates. It was only after he turned down the professorship at Berlin University, left vacant by the death of Gustav Kirchhoff, that a downgraded version was offered to Planck. By 1900, the much-traveled Boltzmann was at Leipzig University and universally acknowledged as one of the great theoreticians. Yet there were many, like Planck, who found his approach to thermodynamics unacceptable. Boltzmann believed that properties of gases, such as pressure, were the macroscopic manifestations of microscopic phenomena regulated by the laws of mechanics and probability. For those who believed in atoms, the classical physics of Newton governed the movement of each gas molecule. But using Newtonian laws of motion to determine that of each of the countless molecules of a gas was, for all practical purposes, impossible. It was the 28-year-old Scottish physicist James Clerk Maxwell who, in 1860, captured the motion of gas molecules without measuring the velocity of a single one. Using statistics and probability, Maxwell worked out the most likely distribution of velocities as the gas molecules underwent incessant collisions with each other and the walls of a container. The introduction of statistics and probability was bold and innovative. It allowed Maxwell to explain many of the observed properties of gases. 13 years younger, Boltzmann followed in Maxwell's footsteps to help shore up the kinetic theory of gases. In the 1870s, he went one step further and developed a statistical interpretation of the second law of thermodynamics by linking entropy with disorder. According to what became known as Boltzmann's principle, entropy is a measure of the probability of finding a system in a particular state. A well-shuffled pack of playing cards, for example, is a disordered system with high entropy. However, a brand new deck with cards arranged according to suit and from ace to king is a highly ordered system with low entropy. For Boltzmann, the second law of thermodynamics concerns the evolution of a system with a low probability, and therefore low entropy, into a state of higher probability and high entropy. The second law is not an absolute law. It is possible for a system to go from a disordered state to a more ordered one, just as a shuffled pack of cards may, if shuffled again, become ordered. However, the odds against that happening are so astronomical that it would require many times the age of the universe to pass for it to occur.